And welcome, everybody, to episode 641 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, we just had a kind of a mini discussion on the topic we'll be talking about later on the show. How are you?
I'm sleepy. I'm trying to stay awake here, but I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hopefully we won't be too boring for you, although, you know.
Well, we're going to start with the news. So. I mean,
that might be the death knell break, man. We might hear you snoring here in a few, man. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, I guess.
Yeah. Lots to talk about on the show. We've got, we got some stinkos for y'all today. We'll get to those. We just had a kind of a mini discussion on one of them, and I can't wait to talk about it more. We've got our tournament. Now, before we talk about the tournament, guys, should we do one round or two tonight? Because I think we can make up the rest next week. Should we just do one round, guys?
I think it depends on how much time we have.
I agree. Okay. All right, so that's my cue to get our ass in gear, right, Breakman?
Okay. Yeah, let's do this.
All right, let's do this.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
All right, from RPG Site. Excuse me. We have a release date for Alchemist Adventure. It's leaving early access on May 20th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. And oh, this is a game that's... Oh, man, stupid ads are rolling over.
Yeah.
But it's got some puzzle elements, and it looks like it's a action RPG.
Yeah, they didn't give much.
Does the law of equivalent exchange play into this?
I don't know.
Break, man.
This press release doesn't actually explain its gameplay very well. It just all listing off its features.
Nor does the trailer. I'm having a dandy of a time getting the trailer so everybody in chat could see. But I did see the trailer before we started, and it's
It's got like a. It looks like it's got like a Zelda vibe, but like, instead of a bunch of tools, you have a bunch of alchemy still things you can do, like turning water, raising the water level, and then turning it into ice so you can use them as platforms and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of gameplay in the trailer. I saw this trailer before. Oh, man, and of course, all of RPG Site takes a dump, so, you know, there's that. And it happened.
Has to be a better game than Ark of Alchemist, which I still need to review. But yeah, apparently it's not very good.
I mean, there's nothing to go by on this. I mean, I looked at the whole trailer, Eric, and it's just mostly just cinematic nonsense. You know, I mean, it gives you a little bit of the story, I guess. But
the screenshots tell us more, but not that much.
Yeah, and
that was pretty much that's all we've seen of Final Fantasy 16 at this point. It's fucking video shit, and I'm like, come on, for fuck's sake!
If
that's all you're gonna show us, then don't show us.
There was like a little snippet of gameplay in that one trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, blink and you miss it. Like that long.
Exactly. So I don't know anything about this game in order to say anything. So why don't we just move on to the next story, Breakman?
Coming to us live from RPG Site. The picture just looks like a dude is sword fighting a taxi. Scarlet Nexus will be getting a demo on consoles later this month, so you too can sword fight a taxi. Alright, it's going to Xbox One, Xbox Series XS, PlayStation 4, and 5.
Yeah, I do see that at the top, Breakman. But what if it was badass, like somebody was actually throwing that taxi and that guy was about ready to cleave that taxi in half with his sword?
Well, it looks like there's actually like an enemy behind it, and he's kind of like hit that into him. But yeah, you know, it'd be kind of badass to fight a taxi. I'm just saying. Final Fantasy VI, you fight a train. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's true.
That looks more like a building.
No, it's a taxi. It says taxi on
the
side.
It's upside down.
Yeah.
Where? Which picture?
The very top one.
Oh, like, yeah. It is a taxi. I think he might have thrown the taxi at the enemy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. But like I said, it would be badass if you could just cleave that taxi in half with that giant sword. You know, that'd be pretty. pretty.
Well, be like Devil May Cry, where you cut a motorcycle in half and you use the two motorcycles halves as like weapons. Gauntlets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What were you saying, Brake?
The demo lets you play as both of the main characters, but your save file will not transfer over to the full game.
Oh man, that sucks.
Well, it'll offer you bonus items in game, but it's not going to transfer over. So I figured that everybody needs to know that.
Well, right? I don't think the demo is going to be very long, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, this is a highly anticipated game, and I'm ready for it.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's on Game Pass.
So the game will be out June 25th, and the demo will be out for Xbox May 21st, for PlayStation May 28th.
Wow, it'll be out one day before Frank Branch's day. That's awesome.
Why a week later?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anybody have any ideas for Frank Branch's day? I mean, this would be a perfect kind of gift. I'm just saying.
Well, all I can think about is taking a nap. So I'm just pointing the wrong person.
All right, man. I'll try to get you wake you up a little bit with this story coming to us from RPG Site. First person post-apocalyptic action RPG Beyond Mankind, which we've talked about on the show, The Awakening, launches on August 31st for the PC. And there's a trailer there. I did watch this before, and we discussed this before, Breakman. This is sort of a Fallout / I don't even know how to describe it. Like a Fallout. I mean, we got two games together.
Like Fallout and Metro, I think we said.
Yeah, Metro. That's the other one that I couldn't remember. So it looks cool.
I thought that was that other game with a C in it. That you're thinking about.
Which one, Eric?
I think it was like the crypto something, whatever it was called.
Oh, it could have been, but I thought it was this one because it looks super familiar. It looks like I don't know, but it looks good. I mean, it's first person action RPG, so they're taking the Call of Duty formula and actually calling it a first-person action RPG, which is fun. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of the Call of Duty games have a lot of RPG elements in them. Upgrading your weapons and your character and all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much standard with first-person shooters anymore.
Yeah.
Like every shooter has some sort of element like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see. Do you guys want to hear the story or... Or are we good on it?
Oh, sure.
Okay. In the year, I'll just read a quick snippet here. In the year 2121, so not too distant future, Earth is in the last stages of a nuclear winter. New species dominates the frozen landscape of ruined cities and devastation. The new megafauna, quickly evolving in the cold and radiation, has made the world even more dangerous.
Okay. We know for a fact radiation doesn't do that. They're just lazy with the writing. Come on now.
Yeah.
We've learned so much. Like we get it with Metro. Like it's based on Chernobyl, and there's
radiation can cause mutations, like but the mutations usually are negative and they're not evolutionary.
You're like cancer. Yeah, they're usually like cancers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
like the Ninja Turtles and the radioactive goo, yeah, that doesn't work in the real world.
Wyland in chat says, old man Branch's day, buy him some of those blue chews. How dare you, Wyland?
Isn't that Earth Day?
How dare you, Break Man, you son of a bitch. Exile, damn it. Freak5 says, here's an idea for Frank Branch's day. Let me pull this up. Hopefully it's not pornographic. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, we didn't need any of that. I'll probably get banned off of Twitch for that. So there you go. I clicked on the link, man. It's like a poop coming right out of an elephant's ass, man.
Oh, that's lovely.
All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Next we got, did you do the Sukuna one already?
Nope, that's the one.
Alright,
Sukuna. Why does this one have a toe fungus ad on it? Does anybody else have a toe fungus ad on this?
No.
What the fuck? Why do I have a toe fungus ad?
Hey, Brake, have you been buying certain medications?
No, right. No.
He's been watching.
I have not looked at anything that would make me even assume they would send me something like that.
He was looking up. He was looking up blue waffle and stuff like that, and now he's getting ads for like fungus type stuff. And
anyways, Marvelous has pushed its financial results for the full fiscal year ending March 2021. Within the results, they revealed that they have shipped more than 950,000 units as of March 31st.
Why would anybody want to do that, Freak 5? He says it's a service that mails poop to pay. How dare you? How dare you? You send me money.
You send it to your enemies.
Yeah, like
there's definitely people like I would like to send one to the GOP right now, like the biggest bag of shit ever.
Yeah, like to the Mississippi Supreme Court.
For, I want like somebody to fly a plane over Mar-a-Lago and just dump shit. That'd be amazing.
I think that's illegal, but it'd be funny.
Would be worth it.
It would be
somebody
worth
could go
it.
Go to jail and they'd be in jail. Right? Yeah, I'm the one who shit on Donald Trump. Oh, that was you. You're a hero.
Legend. All right, Eric, anything else on this? 950,000 units shipped of Sakuna of Rice and Ruin.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good number. That's not how many they sold. It's how many they shipped. But that's
if they're proud of the number, they wouldn't brag about it. So
yeah, shipping, well, that's the money that the company made.
Yeah.
More than likely, when they talk about that, our chances of seeing a sequel are better than – than they wouldn't be if they didn't mention it.
Yeah, exactly. Weiland says, pretty sure someone used that on DSP, speaking of the poop sending service. Bernie says, how about nipple clamps for your birthday, Frank? How dare you? Yeah, I'm not going to exile you, Bernie, because you've been pretty cool as of late. But that comment...
As of late.
that comment, that would get any normal human being exiled from chat. But
As of late. Yeah.
All right, break. What do we got next, man?
Coming to us from RPG site. Action RPG Aluna Sentinel of the Shards releases on May 26th for the Nintendo Switch and PC.
Is the sequel coming out, Sentinel of the Sharding, coming out?
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I hope that's not the porno version either. I'm gonna skip forward to the key features. Explore a vast land filled with dense jungles, majestic beaches, and towering cliffs. That's majestic beaches. That's a different place for an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Used from a vast array of weapons based on historical weapons from the Old World, South America, and New World, Spanish Empire. Customize Luna's fighting style by unlocking powerful magic abilities across three schools of magic. Collect, craft, and trade hundreds of unique items and loot. Defeat mythological boss creatures inspired by South American lore. Aluna is voiced by actress, producer, creator Paula Garces. Is it Garces, maybe?
Well, where are you at?
All the way at the bottom. It's G-A-R-C-E-S.
Garces.
Yeah. Okay. Based on the popular comic book series The World of Aluna by the writer of Assassin's Creed and Batman Arkham.
You're right, but I do remember another one that was started on a beach. Pillars of Eternity.
I mean, there are some that have been on beaches, like Final Fantasy's done that. Like, yeah. Final Fantasy X did it, and 13-2 did it.
Kingdom Hearts.
But for the most part, it's usually the dank dungeon, and everything's brown and gray and shit like that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. It looks like a Diablo clone, and something I noticed from the trailer, and I don't know if it's just YouTube, but there's some hiccuping going on within the game, so maybe it's just early, you know, kind of like test footage of it. So hopefully they get that cleaned up. But it did look a little, you know, kind of old school choppy. You know, like how back in the day, if you didn't have the greatest computer, Breakman, and you played like Diablo 2, for instance, and there was a little bit of hiccuping and stuff like that, you know?
You can't see it, but like my upper lip like just rolled up when you said that, because I would just, my mind just... flashback to Ultima Online.
Ultima, yeah, it's a great example, man. I mean, it's not like that terrible by any stretch.
My God, like there would be times like you'd get on a screen and it'd just be stuck on that screen for minutes. Like,
yeah,
the latency and what's that? Yeah, load times, latency, just everything. It was so slow. Like that computer, that game was. It would be better if it was made today, but for
like I said,
of that generation, it was a tax.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. It wasn't. I mean, the trailer wasn't that egregious. There was just a little bit of hiccup.
Ultima Online was really ambitious. So yeah. It was doing things in the background, and the internet connection was also very not good at that point.
Bernie says,
I had a lot of fun with Ultima Online.
Yeah,
I think it got better over time, but you know.
But I just remember, like, sometimes, like, especially if there are a lot of people on the server or something, like, you couldn't even move through a town. Like, yeah. I'm just going to go and hunt deer or something because I can't even go to town.
Yeah. Let's see. Bernie says fluffy plugs. Oh, my God. She's talking about those
furry. I think by the time it got improved, Ragnarok Online was already out. No, it's a much better option, in my opinion.
Furry butt plugs. No, thank you, Bernie. I'm good. And
she said fluffy butt plugs. Jeez.
I know.
Not furry. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. Big difference there, Breakman. Yep. Freak5 says, lol, there needs to be porn parody games. There are a couple out there, but I agree, man. There should be more of that. More adult content.
The Playboy game comes to mind. Like, it wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was unintentionally funny. Like, yeah. I had a lot of fun playing that.
Yeah.
Then there was, like, BMX XXX. So they were trying to be funny, and it just
fell flat. I remember liking the videos in that. They had a lot of good-looking women in that game, but that was about it. There was nothing good about that game, but ugh. Okay, let's move on. Let's see, who did this story? I think you did, right, Break? So let's move on to... see, the RPG site, something's going on with that, man. You can't, like, leave links up because it just, for whatever, shits the bed. All right, P-Cube announces Valtherian Arc Hero School Story 2. Wow, I'll say that 10 times fast. For Steam Early Access. I already said that. It's a sequel to Valtherian Arc Hero School Story, obviously. It's an RPG simulation hybrid that allows players to create their own superhero academy. Development team expects the early access period to take about 1 year, with updates planned every 8 weeks. And then, you know, it kind of shows a little trailer here. It's kind of a cel-shaded look to it, akin to, Dragon Quest VIII, obviously, but in the style of, like, chibi, sort of, like, what was that game, Final Fantasy Chronicles, that looked like this, but not cel-shaded like this?
Crystal Chronicle.
Yeah, Crystal Chronicles. There you go, Eric. Thanks. Thanks for that. But it looks cool. Looks simulation RPG. Not too many of those, you know. So I didn't play the first one. Did you get a chance to play the first at all, Eric?
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't my type of thing.
Yeah, it's not really my type of game either. And I'm pretty sure you didn't have a chance either, did you, Breakman? Did we lose Breakman again? He's on mute, isn't he? He doesn't want to hear this shit. I think he's sleeping. I think that's what's going on. All right, Eric. Next story.
Next story is Atelier Online has its pre-registration for the English release going up on... it's already started, I guess, for the iOS and the Google Play stores.
It's going to definitely be a pay to win, right? I mean, that's,
you know. They'll probably be gotcha stuff.
He's not. You're not muted, Breakman. Let's see. Say something, Break. Now he's muted. I can see on the screen he's muted. Breakman, are you still there? Nope, he's muted again. What the hell is going on with your with your equipment, Breakman? It shows that you're muted, man. I don't know what's going on there. I'm gonna hang up on Breakman. Let's hang up on Breakman. Remove from call. There we go. Okay, now let's add Breakman. So weird. I don't understand Skype sometimes, man. Like, it just sometimes it works brilliantly, and other times it's fucking crapshoot with it, man. But we'll try to get Breakman on the call here. Okay, so yeah, so you're saying it's not going to be one of those type of games, Eric?
No, it probably is.
Yeah, it's looking like it, man. I'm always very, very wary.
I mean, it looks like there's an exploration element, so that's nice, but the games like this always have something like that going on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we got Breakman back.
Thank God. Like, I wasn't muted at all. Like, I don't know what the hell. I was just sitting there talking. And
yeah. Hey. I thought you were muted, and then I looked, and it wasn't muted. Then it went to mute, and that's where we are. So, yeah, another gotcha game from Koei Tecmo on the mobile. I mean, I'm always wary of things that just come out on mobile. Aren't you, Breakman? No? Jesus Christ, man. He's having the toughest time today.
Break is breaking.
Break is breaking. I don't know what the hell. I'm going to hang up on both of you guys, and I'll get you back. I'll go ahead and do the next news story, which comes to us from RPGsite.net. If I can get to it here. Here we go. Square Enix, as I try to get my cohorts back on the call here. Square Enix opens Western pre-registration for Nier Reincarnation. Gee-many, man, I'm having a tough time with this. There we go. Do we got you both back?
Buzz.
Breakman, do we have you? We got Eric. All right. So there you go. The bonus who pre-register through the Google Play Store may be randomly selected to participate in upcoming beta test.
I don't know. I mean, this game could either end up like that one mobile game that Nintendo has, or it'll end up like the other Altillery games that have been on mobile.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. And the pre-registration campaign states that if 300,000 pre-registrants can be reached, all players will receive 3,000 gems upon the game's release, allowing them to complete one 10-time summon for free. Ooh.
Oh, so that's how the stamina systems for this game is working. Yeah. You can summon characters to help you.
Yeah, Breakman.
So like Bravely Default.
Yeah, Breakman, do we have you? Oh, boy. Breakman. Yeah, I can see you're trying to
talk. I didn't even know you were on Nier Reincarnation because you cut out for a while.
Yeah, I was. Hey, Breakman, you there?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hear you, Breakman. Can you hear us?
Can we just ignore Breakman until he gets his shit together?
I don't know.
I kind of want to keep the show going.
No, I know. Go ahead and with the next story. I'll work on this, Eric.
Oculus Trip Remaster, or what they're calling it. They're calling it Hellbound and Debriefed because they want to differentiate between the first Oculus Trip release out in the West because it's actually the second game. But it's launching July 20th in North America and July 23rd in Europe. Okay. And not too long after its Japanese release, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm wondering if they did a lot of quality of life improvements to the game because, other than the fact that it launched on the PSP, it might have been a rough game, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
The physical day one 10th anniversary edition. Yeah, that's how old this game is.
Yeah.
But, wow. You can pre-order for the for $50. Otherwise, you need the digital version for the same price. Pricing parity is stupid. They should just get rid of it.
Yeah.
But if you this is what the 10th anniversary edition comes with: the retail edition of the game, custom box art with exclusive art, soft cover art book with over 96 pages of illustrations. Commemorative short story and concept artwork. Original soundtrack to 47 songs on 2 CDs. And the digital version comes with a digital version of the soundtrack. And the game and the system theme. And 10 avatars. Ooh. The PC version has most of the same stuff there, except without the theme.
Yeah, I was looking at the trailer of this. And it's starting to show its age a little bit there. Eric, so yeah,
a remaster can only do so much for a 10-year-old game on the PSP.
Yeah. I mean, you can, yeah, like you said, you can only do so much, but, you know, hopefully it'll be good. Anything else on this, Eric?
No.
Okay. Let's go with the last story then. Busta Fellows launches July 30th in the West. It's an Otome visual novel. So there you go. There's no no video on it, you know. But maybe Eric will check this out and clue us in on how good or bad it is. A lot of those games are kind of underrated.
I don't know. I don't have time for a lot of visual novels lately.
Yeah, I know. You've been quite busy. Let's try to get Break back on the call. I don't know what the hell is going on with his stuff there. But
you might have to update Skype.
No, I...
Or Windows.
Well, yeah, he might have to. I don't know. Trying to get a hold of him now, but we'll get Break back on. But that is the news, so there you go. Any homie discounts that you have for anybody, Eric, that you know of?
No.
Any Nintendo stuff or anything like that?
Xbox is having a sale, but one of the games I noticed that stood out to me was Usher's Wrath is available for like $4.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right, I just checked the CD keys thing for PlayStation membership. It's up to $34.89, which is still a pretty good deal. It's almost half off, so that's still there. You know, if you want to take advantage of that, you know, I'm good for like 3-4 years because of this this deal. So, you know, I paid half of 60 for, you know, those 3-4 times. So there you go. There's nothing on the PlayStation has a new sale. I haven't had a chance to go through all of it yet, so we'll go ahead and move on. We'll get Breakman on, and hopefully he'll have some Dear Breakman questions for us. But let's, in lieu of that, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Eric.
I finished Judgment over the weekend.
Oh, awesome.
So I got a review of that, and I still have to do a review of Persona 5 Strikers. So I'll probably do it tomorrow morning or something. Other than that, I've been playing Nier Replicant and Pokemon Ultra Sun when I was at work for the 2 days I worked this week.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Anything else you've been playing?
No, that's it.
All right.
Been watching a lot of anime, which I'm going to be reviewing.
Okay. I haven't been playing much. We'll get to Breakman in a second when we get him back on. So in lieu of that, Eric, why don't we get right into...
I hear it.
Hey, Breakman, are you back? We hear you.
I hear shit. I still don't hear anything.
We hear you. Should we just, like listen to Breakman?
You might need to change the settings.
I don't know, man. We hear him, but he can't hear us. So this is it's actually quite awesome. We can kind of hear him like getting mad at his computer and whatever's going on here. Hey,
Yeah,
we can definitely hear you, Breakman. You know what I'm going to do, Eric? I'm going to hang up on both of you, and I'll retry getting both of you back on, and then we will talk about. Maybe some Dear Breakman stuff and other things. Give me 1 second, guys. I'll get you guys back on. But we're going to have a heck of a rest of the show. I know it's been a train wreck up to this point, but, whatever. Let's call Breakman here. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if we can get break on the... Oh, nope. Wow. We can't. We cannot get Breakman on. Let's see if we can get Eric on. There we go. Freak says he's been playing Dragon Quest XI. I'm trying to get the platinum. Good job, Freak 5. It shouldn't be too hard to get.
Is he playing 11S?
I don't know. Ask him. You playing 11S? Are you playing it on the Switch, or what are you doing? Freak 5.
If he's getting a platinum, it's definitely not the version.
Oh yeah, no, it's he's playing it on the PS5 then.
It's not a PS5 game.
Yeah. Wow, Breakman said he downloaded Dragon Quest XI. He downloaded it. Breakman, do we have you?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Thank
finally.
God.
Woohoo! I don't know what the hell the disconnect there was, man. But okay, let's rewind a little.
For some reason, like my
Greeks was playing vanilla Dragon Quest XI.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Like, yeah. But S is on PS. There is a PS4 version of S though.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I was asking though. Was he playing S or was he playing Dragon Quest XI? Vanilla.
Yeah, he's playing vanilla. Okay, Bernie's back. Welcome back, Bernie. Okay, Breakman, should I hit your music?
Oh, no, I didn't see anything in there, actually. Let me double check.
All right.
And see, but I didn't see anything in there earlier. My phone's about to die.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Oh, actually, there is one. He just added it.
Okay, there you go. Let's hit your music then, Breakman.
Well, I don't know if you want me to.
I definitely want you to. Probably not, if it's coming from Creek 5. I'm probably going to regret it. Okay, the worst segment of today's show. Breakman, what do we got?
Creek 5 Chaos asked, dear Breakman, what kind of poop should I send Frank on?
Oh, God damn it, Creek 5. Exiled. None of it.
I told you you were gonna want to do this, but it's too late. Now we're in it. Okay, let me see. There's many kinds of poop. I should ask you, Freak. What do you intend to do with it? Do you intend to like spray it on his walls? Do you want a flaming bag on his doorstep? Do you want to like dip his hand in it while he's sleeping, and then put like tickle his nose, and he smacks his face and his shit all over his face? Because different things are gonna want different types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna give
a bag of diarrhea isn't going to burn very well. That's what I'm saying. You're going to want hard, long turds for that one. Some fat ones. For the door. For the sticking his hand in it, you're going to want something definitely really runny, but not too runny because you don't want it all falling off. You want some of it to stick on his face. let me see here. If you want it on the walls, you definitely don't want runny, but you don't want it solid either. You know what I mean? It's got to be somewhere in the middle. Because it's going to have to stick on the walls.
You know what I'm gathering from this, Breakman, is that you are like a connoisseur of poop for some reason. Like, you know, like, the ins and outs of, like, exactly what to send somebody, like, in a prank. Like, you sound like you've had quite a bit of experience handling poop. Is that true, Breakman?
He recommends to check out the website. It tells you the different kinds you can order there. That's good. That is good that they give you a variety to choose from. Do they let you choose color or consistency? Like I elephant, gorilla, or cow shit. Oh, that's not good smearing. Well, the elephant shit is huge. You could probably smear that with it. As far as like use that, put his hands in that. how are you gonna get a whole thing of elephant shit into his bedroom? I don't know. That's another one. First you gotta break into his house, then you gotta wheel it up to his room, without disturbing him, of course. I mean, there's a lot to do that with them. But if you want to get it all over your walls, I recommend the gorilla shit. Obviously, gorillas throw their shit for a reason. So, that's the kind of shit you want on the walls.
You know, this is actually way more entertaining than I thought it was gonna be, Breakman. Like, I didn't want to entertain Freak 5's fetishes on the show today, but now that we were playing it out, okay, you know,
I'm kind of a little disappointed they only have three options, but we can work with it, you know what I'm saying. The cow shit would probably be the best shit for the flaming bag of shit if you're going with that. Now if you want to be creative, one of the things you can do is open up the pipes. And let me see, you couldn't use the elephant or gorilla, that's too big. Probably the cow shit, stuff the cow shit into the pipes. So when he goes to turn on the faucet, you know, the water will squirt out, of course. But first it squirts out all the shit. That's always a fun one. Especially if he's got dishes.
Wow.
If you can get a lot of it, you can
think
replace
you're
the swimming pool water.
You think
that's
you're
a lot of money, but I mean, if you're dedicated to it.
You think you know your friends until you do a podcast with them, and then this happens. Freak 5, just got one word for you. Exile. Exiled. You son of a bitch.
So what do you think, Frank? What do you want to add something to that?
Yeah, Freak is exiled from the chat and the show permanently. Wyland asks you a question real quick, Break. He says, have you been watching The Bad Batch?
Yes, I have. The Badass Batch so far, yes. I've been enjoying it.
All right. Bernie says, Break, talk about furry plugs. I don't think so. I think this is a family-friendly show.
Well, I'm sorry, but we've already done our Breakman question for the day. We're trying to limit them to one a day, but if you want to send that one in, I'd be happy to get to it.
Yeah, send it for next week, Bernie. Yeah. God damn it.
We can't give you all the knowledge in the world in one night. Yeah. It's not fair to the rest of the world.
Freak Life says they have a combo pack that's all three of them mixed together. Oh, boy. You guys are something else, man.
That one. See, that one you could make lawn sculptures with. Like, replace their bushes with shit. That'd be hilarious.
I know who my true friend on this show is, because Eric has been silent this entire time. And
I just don't want to get involved.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. I don't want to get involved in it, Eric, but here I am. Here I am. Elephant, gorilla,
Eric,
or cow.
The one who gets the camera out. I'm just going to record it.
Bernie says, oh, please. Yeah, send it in, Bernie. And don't make me exile you either. Damn it. All right. So there you go. There's Breakman's fantasy coming to life on the show.
You haven't lived until you've made a poop sculpture on a rich man's lawn. Like, replace one of his statues with a poop statue.
There you go. Well, I'm not rich, so that's never going to happen to me. So
send Elon Musk and poop.
Yeah, there you go. Elon Musk.
He's got lawn statues. You can do it.
Yeah. Do it to Jeff Bezos' $500 million super yacht.
Or Olstein.
Yeah.
Joel Olstein.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he's got a statue of Jesus on his lawn.
Yeah. Send him a poop statue of Jesus.
There's a poop statue of Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, did you have any homing discounts for anybody before we move on?
Oh, I don't know if you guys mentioned it or not, but there is a an anime, and they called it Anime.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of cute and Switch. There's a bunch of games on sale right now. Okay. So, like, My Hero Academia, One Piece, Dragon Ball, those types of games.
Yeah, yeah.
All on sale.
There you go. Thanks, Breakman. See, that's why I went back to it. I knew you might have had something. What have you been playing, Break?
I finished Far Cry 4.
Fart Cry 4.
Yeah, okay. Fart Cry. If you like shooters, you've got to play the game. It's a fantastic game.
It's fun. Definitely.
I loved it. It got a little long in the end, but most of these type of games do, because there's just so much to do. And so I just kind of decided, you know what, I'm done with these other things. I'm just going to go finish the story off. And it lets you choose at certain points if you kill somebody or not, which I really liked.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to spoil that, but it just the choices that you can make. It's like, okay, cool, I like that. It doesn't really affect the outcome of the game much at all, but you can make some choices, I guess.
Everybody knows you kill everybody in video games, Break, so it's not a spoiler to say you killed everybody.
Well, it's funny when the one character, like, she, like, well, it could be he or she, depending on who you side with, but. And she's like, well, I knew they were going to send somebody, but you, I figured anybody but you. And your character's like, who else did they send to do the shooting? She's like, oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, your guy's a psychopathic killer by the end of that game.
Yeah.
He's murdered so many people.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you've been
playing? So at the end of the game, like, the bad guy, like, I'm like, the bad guy's, I don't know who's the bad guy, me or him. Like, I'm pretty sure I've killed more people than he has at this point. I've also played, or I just started playing Gears 4, 5, 5. It's 5, yes.
Yeah. I would have played Gears 5, but I had a bunch of shit going on this week, too, man. I don't want to discuss, I had a stink I was going to discuss, but I'm rather embarrassed. I lost, actually, I got scammed out of a lot of money.
Dude.
Yeah, a lot of money. But, you know, I don't even want to talk about it.
It makes you feel better. I've spent a lot of money recently. I don't have any more money because I've spent it all working on stuff.
I wished I would have spent that money, man. I mean, it would have been
cars and health and medical bills. You know, the fun stuff.
Yeah. Bernie was trying to give you more to talk about. Yeah, send it in, Bernie. Next week we'll do it.
So back to what I've been playing with Gears 5. I just started a single player today. I've been playing a multiplayer, and somebody told me that Gears 5, the multiplayer wasn't a Nasher Fest anymore. I'm gonna find that person. I don't remember who it was. I'm gonna find them. I'm gonna shove my fist so far up their ass they're gonna suck my thumb. Because they're a lying sack of shit, and they made me rage quit the first game.
I think it might have been true when it originally launched, but I think they might have done some patching, rebalancing, and now it's back to being broken again.
It's just everybody uses it. I tried using like any other weapon. I didn't get one kill the first game and rage quit. I was so fucking mad.
Yeah, I don't.
Next game, let's go again. I tried using other weapons. I got one kill with another weapon. And then, all right, fine. I'll try the Nasher. And then I was like 10, 15 kills.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. Like, huge jump.
I never do multiplayer anymore. And that's another reason for it, man. To me, it's just mindless. I mean, I guess sometimes you want that just mindless, stupid, you know, stuff to do. But, I mean, it's the same thing. It's rinse, repeat every time with every Gears game, you know. And
it is. It is exactly like. I like. There's some cool features in the other multiplayer modes where you have different types of characters you can build up, different abilities. So, like, you can have like a medic or ammo or, you know, different types of fighters, stuff like that. But Gears is the same goddamn game. It has not changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than like the horde mode and that, I think it's escape mode, or I think it's what it's called.
Yeah.
The horde mode has evolved over the years. And escape mode's new, but like the regular game and the multiplayer has not fucking changed one goddamn bit. It's just gotten prettier. That's it.
Yeah. I agree with you. I do. I'm a big fan of the Gears games. Like, I do like the Gears game. I tried to play Gears like the first. Let's see, 3 weeks ago before we had that show that we didn't do, you know, when my Mac crapped out on us right before the show, I tried to play Gears, but I had 50 million updates on my Xbox because I hadn't updated it in a while, and then Gears had to update, and it was a huge update on it, and I'm like,
I played something else while I was waiting for that update.
Yeah,
it's just... Because I'd already finished Far Cry, and I'm like, I don't want to go start playing that again, because I'm going to play this game.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Let me go play something else I can just button mash for a while.
Yeah, it was just crazy. So I just, I gave up on it, and then I had a lot of stuff happen over the last couple weeks, obviously. That's just how it is. But let me get to chat real quick here. Freak5 says, I've been watching DC Titans. I think the show is great, but some of their decisions are kind of stupid. Season one ends...
I interjected. These are teenage characters. Teenagers are stupid. They do make stupid decisions.
Season one ends
No matter how intelligent they are, because teenagers can be highly intelligent and still make the stupidest decisions.
Yeah.
Characters, like, as young as they are, have to make stupid decisions in the show, otherwise they wouldn't be able to move the plot forward.
Yeah. Season one ends on a cliffhanger, and then, let's see, they completely tie up in the first episode of season two. So, there you go. Wyland says, I can't remember where I left off in Titans, maybe season one. And then the villains, cool villains, but the order. The main villain is season one.
I don't want
you
to spoil the villains for me.
Okay, let's not get into that. So, let's, I don't want to, I want to watch that too, so
yeah.
I'll just skip that comment.
It's on my list of shows I need to get to, but first I gotta get to Castlevania.
Yeah, me too. I haven't seen it, but Eric's going to be doing... Speaking of that, let's get into...
RP Grinders reviews.
Well, Breakman, did you have a review? Did you want to review Far Cry? Give it your score? Tell us...
If you play Shooter, you have to play Far Cry. I'm going to play the Far Cry 5 at some point, the next Far Cry, because the Far Cry... It is one of just the most solid shooters I've ever played. Just so many fun elements and easy to get around. Like, for instance, in a lot of games, if there's a ledge, you're going to have to go walk around it and stuff. In this game, you can slide down the edge of a cliff and shit if you want. Yeah. You know? There's animals that are living in an environment. They want to attack people. They want to go hunting. Some of them aren't, you know, some of them are herbivores. So they just leave you alone. You can ride an elephant through the water and pick up or smash a car into a group of people and then jump off that elephant and burn the building they're in down, you know?
Yeah, Far Cry 4.
It doesn't really burn it down. I shouldn't say burn it down, but you can catch it all on fire, and the fire spreads, which is just so fun.
Yeah,
If you want a fucking fun experience, I give the game a 10.
Yeah. It's definitely up there. Like, I think it's an underrated franchise as a whole. They go in interesting, you know, directions and stuff. The story's not always the greatest in all of them, but. Yeah.
I'm not as worried about the story. Like I said, I thought it was kind of cool that you get the options of whether you can kill some people. Well, I'll go ahead and say now, like, this is an old game. You get the option of killing the last boss if you want. Yeah. I let him live, because at that point I'm like, you know, I'm probably more homicidal than this guy is. Yeah. I'm probably worse.
Well, that's you in general in these games, man, and people known you over the years, Breakman. You know, you're pretty sadistic when it comes to video games, man.
I didn't kill the woman, but that's because I sneezed and I had to put my controller down to thumb my nose, so that's the only reason she survived, I'm just saying. She would have been killed. But him, I was like, he's like, hey, sit down, eat, and let me talk to you, or you can shoot me. I'm like, well, let's see what you got to say.
Wow, Wyland, that's a definite stinko when we get to it, man. New Jack died. Wow.
Who's New Jack?
Wrestler, no?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's sad, man. That guy was crazy as a fox, man. Crazy, crazy. There'll be more on that. I gotta look up that. Maybe that'll be on next week agenda. But I mean, I guess not super surprising, but maybe, I don't know. I have to look into it, Wyland. But thanks for bringing me even more down. You know? All right, New Jack was, man, he was a scary individual. Really scary dude, like a wrestler. I don't know if you remember New Jack, Breakman, but he was a crazy dude in the ring. So, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Where did we leave off? Review. Okay, you did yours. Eric, you have a couple of reviews for us. Please do the second one. Spoiler.
Let me know when you're going to do that so I can turn off my mic. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so I reviewed Ace Attorney, or I'm going to review Ace Attorney first. The anime Ace Attorney. This is basically based on the first three Ace Attorney games, and it's a fairly decent adaptation. It's nice seeing characters being voiced for all that story, because they never did a voice acted version of Phoenix Wright in any game other than the few anime sequences that happen in 4, 5, and 6. But they didn't use any of the English dub voice actors for the show. They used completely different casts, mostly Funimation's in-house and some outsourced people. I think it might actually be Aniplex's studio as well, but you know, those are the two ones that they used. But because Phoenix is actually voiced by the guy who does Future Trunks. I don't remember his name. It does a pretty good job of covering the entire three games, because they don't dwell on any of the adventure bits too much, just the most important stuff. So there's two seasons, and they are about, like, the first season's about like 20 something episodes long. And the third season's about, like, it's a little over 26 episodes, because one of the episodes was an hour long, but that just means it's actually 45, but I think it was supposed to be an hour with commercials, but because the previews said such, it was supposed to be an hour, but I'm sure that's with ads. To make up for the fact that some of the adventure scenes were missing, They made original episodes a couple of times in the second season, and that was nice because you get to learn a little bit more about Edgeworth and Phoenix when they were kids and why they decided to, be who they are in the present, and mainly what just happened to Miles after he went with Von Karma. But season two kind of gets a little weird the second game, like, and they cover that plot line. They change the order of, like, episodes within the game because the tutorial chapters were, like, cut out, but it makes more sense narratively now to have them done later as, like, an episode that they just reminisce about, because the flow of the games, it didn't really work as well, I think. So that was a good change.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give the show I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay. 9 out of 10. That's good, man. Gives a lot of context to what's going on in the video games, apparently. So that's really good.
And if you don't want to pick up the game, you can just watch the anime. It's
all right.
Fairly good alternative.
There you go. Okay. Now, try to do this as spoiler-free as possible. Breakman, if you want to put down the headphones for just a second. I think you're going to get into Castlevania Season 4. I have not seen it yet, but I will see it this week and give you guys my review next week, and I'm sure Break will as well. So
I'll let you know. Season 4 was about as long as Season 3, 10 episodes. Each of them was like 21 minutes long or whatever. I really liked what they did with the season finale, series finale, because you kind of get the ending that we were kind of robbed of from the original Castlevania 3 storyline, so it kind of rectifies that. And even though it's covering some Curse of Darkness material, it also throws in a couple elements from Lament of Innocence as well, with how the climax happens. But like, now I'm wondering how they're gonna do the next Castlevania series after this, because even though they're done with the storyline, they're not done with the property, and they're gonna do more. But we don't know what form that's gonna take, because they haven't said anything yet. But they even threw in like a couple monster references by having monsters from Order of Ecclesia show up. It was like a boss that you fought in that game, but now it's just a normal monster that the enemy army is using. And that's all I can really say without spoiling it, but like, if there was one thing they could have done, which is been a problem since the series has been created, is there wasn't enough homages to the game's old soundtrack by working it into the whole soundtrack at like points, like they did with season 2's climax.
Good point, Eric. Yeah, I have noticed that. I didn't see season 4, but I mean, there's basically only 3 seasons, because first season was like 4 episodes.
I will say that, interestingly enough, Trevor is wearing his Curse of Darkness attire. It's basically a modified version of the outfit he wore in seasons 2 and 3, but they gave it the color scheme and general pattern of what he looked like in that game.
Okay.
So that was a nice little nod. But he also gets a few more relics that are reminiscent, or that are references to the games as well, but I'm having a hard time trying to identify what the dagger is supposed to be, actually.
Okay. Breakman might be able to answer that next week. So what are you giving Castlevania season?
And another thing I'll mention is that if you're wondering what happened in Grand Dynasty, you'll be very disappointed.
Ooh, okay. All right.
But I'm going to give it 9.5 out of 10.
That's really good. Okay. All right, you done? Any more closing thoughts on Castlevania?
No, Break can come back now.
Okay, Break, come on back. Okay, I do not have any reviews this week. I think Break did his review of Far Cry 4. Break, do we have you back? Did we get Break back? You're on mute, Break. You're on mute. You are on mute, sir. Oh, man. What a train wreck of a show this has been this week. I mean, it just summarizes my month, man. This has been one of the worst months of my entire existence for the most part.
Actually, I'm not even sure you can see you on the chat right now.
Why? Let's see. Frank, you're the best, Bernie says. Thank you, Bernie.
Are you done with the review?
Yeah, we're done. We're done. Okay. You and I will be reviewing it next week because I'm going to watch season four this week. And good job not spoiling it, Eric. That was actually a really, really good non-spoilery review. So.
And next week we'll do a spoiler review.
And next week we're going to spoil everybody else. So there you go. Okay. Let's move on to everybody's favorite.
I do want to say that the team that worked on the show is doing a Masters of the Universe show.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I'm ready for that, too. Okay.
I don't think it's the whole team, just key members, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
The animation studio.
Okay. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Man, there are a ton of them. I'm going to skip one. You mentioned it. But first one goes to Mike DeWine, who has decided that we should go ahead and end the
And that benefits, was my Stinko, too.
So unemployment benefits. And instead of giving the money out in a meaningful way, to people, he's decided to hold a lotto, and he's going to give them to random $1 million to random people who get vaxxed as an incentive to get vaxxed.
Oh boy! Well, I mean,
he's turned it into a lottery.
It's a good way of getting people to get vaccinated, but wow!
But ending the mandate is stupid. I was like, yeah, he's basically doing this to create a timetable for June 1st and 2nd, and he hopes that enough people will get the vaccine by then.
Yep,
but. It's not going to be enough, and people in the you're just going to spike again.
Yeah, well, and Ohio's laxing behind because we got so many goddamn Trump supporters.
See, I had links, but like, here's Ohio's current standing. We're up to 19,441 deaths, cases 1.9 million, but we've reduced number of cases per like whatever to 104, which is good, but it's still too high under the 50 cases threshold that we should be at.
And I just and the CDC just lifting mask mandate just exasperates everything too, I think.
You can't trust the CDC. I mean, you can't even trust Fauci because Fauci's a fucking liar. And of course he is, because guess who hired him? Trump did. So he's going to hire people that are just like him.
Mm-hmm. Freak's Stinko is he had to put Buddy to sleep. I'm sorry to hear that, Freak. That really fucking sucks. Yeah. Weiland says Stinko was going to buy a PC for my emulation from Walmart. It was good for one. It was a good one at a cheap price. First location canceled my order. Second location did the same. Now I have $1,200.
Oh, what the fuck?
Now I have $1,200 in limbo until my bank processes the refunds. Ooh. Yeah, that sucks, Wyland.
Canceled your fucking Walmart. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They canceled one. It's not as big as yours in any way, but I ordered floss sticks from them, and they canceled it because they said they don't ship out of the country.
Floss sticks?
Dude, just some floss. I just wanted fucking floss. That was it. I ordered floss from Walmart, and they didn't ship it to me. They canceled my order because they don't ship out of country, even though I live in Ohio.
Well, that is a different country.
It's a road trip. I mean, come on.
Well, they were out of them in the store, so I had to order them online.
Yeah. Oh, like, man. Like, that sucks,
sorry.
Man.
I got a particular brand of floss sticks I like. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it makes you feel better, Wyland, I lost a lot more money than that through a scam. So, you know, what can you do, man? Like, it is what it is, and you just move on. I mean, you'll get your money back, Wyland. I wish I could get my money back. I'm actually extremely embarrassed. Like, I know about these type of scams and stuff, but it was just so convincing, and I fell for it. So I lost a shit ton of money. So I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to talk about it. But in lieu of that, what else you got, Breakman? Do you have another?
Yeah, I've got actually a few more here. Okay. One of them we've kind of talked about before the show, and I think it's on yours. So I'm gonna move on past that one. And I've been talking about it, I think, the last several weeks now, the rise of violence in this country and, well, apparently around the world. Has that slowed down at all, Frank?
No, it's accelerated, actually.
There's a trend of violence against Asian people. There are people shooting up parties, birthday parties, because they're not invited.
People really shouldn't be having parties.
Definitely shouldn't be having parties. But we've got Israel, who every few years decides they want to kill as many Palestinians as possible. You know, that's going on again.
I almost put that in my stinkos, Breakman. That one in particular, we could do a whole show on. But I don't understand. Like, this country fought.
We're not allowed to criticize Israel because that's anti-Semitic bullshit.
Right.
Their country is they kill innocent people. Yeah. As much as they possibly
and
can get
they
away
wanna,
with.
They want to say it's all Hamas, right? That's the whole thing. Hamas is a terrible terrorist organization. I understand
it's
that.
It's the same thing that the Republicans do here. Like, it's Antifa. It's all Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Right,
you know?
Right. It. They just take it to the extreme there, man. This poor people in Palestine, man, they just can't catch a break at all. How are you supposed to even live? You're getting bombed every day. How are you supposed to learn? You can't learn. You can't, you know, go get groceries without the fear of being bombed.
It's gotten worse. Now they've upped it to ground troops.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man. It's sad, man. And it's, like the whole BDS movement, right? That was like our way, like people here and abroad, like our way of like protesting that. And now our lawmakers are like, you know, that's considered terrorist activity, and you know, I mean, and I don't understand. We're trying to do something peaceful to let you know that we don't approve of this. You know, those people deserve to live like anybody else in this world. You know, and
because our government prefers getting money from Israel over anything else.
But
any criticism that's ever lobbed at Israel, especially with Republicans, they immediately say, "Well, that's anti-Semitic."
The funny thing about it is we don't actually get money from Israel. We give them money every fucking year.
The politicians get the kick. There are a lot of back end deals and shit.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. If that's what you're meaning, then yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What else you got, Breakman?
Obviously, we know our politicians don't serve us. They serve the rich elite.
Ooh, I'll
from
be talking.
All over the globe.
I'll definitely be talking about that in just a second here. What else you got, Break?
So yeah, so like I said, violence is it's still going, and it's just ridiculous numbers. It's getting so bad. I'm afraid to go. I mean, I'm not afraid to go out, but I mean, it's getting to the point where people are definitely going to be afraid to even go out once this is all lifted and stuff. You know, because it's just, I don't know. It's just this rage that's brewing across the country and across the globe.
We're experiencing unprecedented times, Breakman. And there's, on average, in the United States, there's more than one mass shooting every day. I mean, last week we just talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, we talked about something that happened in Wisconsin in Slagar's neck of the woods. You know, in the casino that he worked at.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's crazy, people. People don't understand. Like, shit is getting insane. Like, it is going to get to the point where people are going to be afraid to go out until somebody does something. You know, and it's just it's not going to happen with our politicians, sadly. So
no shit. Like they oh my god. We get some of the worst politicians ever. It's just it's been getting worse too, not better in any way.
And it all ties into what we talk about all the time, Breakman, getting politics or money out of politics. That's the only way this corruption ends.
And holding people accountable too, because they do everything they can to make sure that they are protected. Like they protect each, like the police union, like they protect each other.
It's the thin blue line, man. Like it happens with politicians, happens with policemen. Like structurally and systemically, things are flawed here, and there needs to be a glitch in the matrix to fix all of it. And I don't know what that glitch.
The Republican Party, they just ousted one of their most loyal members. Like she was like lockstep with Trump all day long, every day, you know. And because she didn't support him on January 6th, like they just completely ousted her.
Yeah.
Because she's not towing the party line. Yeah. Even though she's been 100% loyal to them in every way.
Yeah, well,
like, that's who our government is. It's like all about the party.
Yeah. I mean, on the Democratic side of things, it's not to that extreme, but it's the same shit happens there, man. I mean, it's just, it's the good old boy network, and it's never, ever going to change, no matter how many grassroots. And I learned that hard lesson supporting Bernie, right? I believe Bernie's a good guy, right? But
I don't.
I do.
I think you're naive. As far as politicians go,
I'm not naive.
As far as politicians go, he's better than a lot of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, everybody has their flaws. We shouldn't expect anybody to be perfect. But I mean, and I'm not saying that he isn't above criticism, because there are definitely things that he should be criticized for.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we need to, like,
look, put the man aside, right? The ideas are what matters, right? The idea of a $15 minimum wage, it actually should be somewhere around 20 to 22. And anybody that tells me that somebody at McDonald's doesn't deserve to make $20 an hour is full of fucking shit. All right.
That leads into one of my other stinkos.
Okay.
McDonald's said they we can't find anybody to work.
Yeah, well, I wonder why.
Because they can't find anybody to work. Well, gee, wonder fucking why. You put people in these shit jobs. You don't pay them. You give them shitty hours.
Yep.
I went past the road where I normally get food in the morning, and the Waffle House there had a sign that says, hiring – $200 sign up bonus. It's like, why don't you just give them $15 an hour?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's cheaper to give them a quick check right at the sign up, you know.
Right.
We have so many crappy jobs out there that are low wage paying that people depend on, and that, for instance, what was it? A lot of these people are working full time and still getting government subsidies. Like,
yeah.
I thought that was the whole point of sending people to work, Republicans, is so they weren't living off the government, Republicans. Right. That's what you always say, Republicans.
Yeah. Here's the thing,
but
though.
These people can't afford it because these wages shit. Yeah. Are shit.
I used to work as a supervisor for Sam's Club, and I was making.
Got really loud all of a sudden. What happened?
I don't know. Are you okay?
Shit, I hope Skype's not acting up again.
Everything looks good on my end, Break. I don't know what's going on.
Glitch.
Yeah. I used to work for Sam's as a supervisor at one point, and I was making $9 an hour. And I fucking worked my ass off there. And it's like, you guys expect me to do more than what I'm doing? No, thank you. For $9 an hour, fuck that job. You know? I mean, any job, fuck that job for $9 an hour, you know?
When I was a store manager, like, I was expected to work a lot, and I did work a lot of hours. Obviously, I was not being paid hourly because it was a salary, $25,000.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's about...
And they considered that a lot.
Yeah.
To run a store.
Oh, my goodness, man.
We're a billion-dollar company, you know, maybe a $100 million company, and $25,000 is all you pay your store managers?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. It's just, it's terrible. And it's a broader conversation on things that need to change here. There's a reason why Amazon moved their pay up to $15 an hour. They're putting a bunch of commercials like, oh, our minimum wage is $15 an hour. Well, you know why? Because fucking Bernie Sanders forced you to. That's why. I mean,
That's another annoyance with fucking a lot of these politicians taking credit for shit they vetoed.
Right. And I mean,
that is really pissing me off. Republicans are like, oh, look, you're getting all these benefits. Wait, ones you voted against?
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're touting them? You fucking piece of shit.
And they never do town halls. And, you know, it's the same for Democrats. There's a bunch of scumbag Democrats, too, like Joe Manchin in West Virginia and Kristen Sinema in Arizona. What's his name? I think his name is Angus King from Maine. I mean, there's just so many.
Gone off on Pelosi at numerous times.
Oh yeah, Pelosi's worthless. I mean, they're all worthless. Even the squad is worthless, man. They had a chance to force a vote on $15 minimum wage and they didn't do it. And it's just like, it's the same stupid excuses all the fucking time.
I think they kowtowed the Nancy again.
Yeah, they did. And it's just, why hold your vote? And say you will not vote unless you get this thing. That's the whole point of being a politician, is to leverage your fucking vote. You're worthless otherwise.
Yeah,
what
AOC
else you got?
AOC is good for making all these huge videos and stuff like that, like exposing Marjorie Greene and shit like that. But where's the actual progress at?
Right. There's no progress, man. No progress. What else you got, Brake?
One more. You're going to talk about, I believe, Mississippi. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about Missouri. Frank's got a similar thing he's going to talk about. That would be the leadership of the state denying the vote of the people. In this case, the Missouri governor go back a little bit. The people in Missouri voted to expand Medicaid.
Yes.
They voted for it. The governor says, no, we're not going to do it because we just don't have the money. That's the entirety of the excuse. And he's like, oh, no, people aren't going to like this answer and stuff like that. But the people voted for something, and instead of the, you know, elected officials doing their fucking job, he's outright saying no.
Yeah, I hope Missouri just votes him out. Hopefully that'll happen.
It's not good enough, because, like, how long is this guy going to be in office?
Right.
Before he's voted out? Or
right.
How much more shit is he going to fuck up that'll stop people from voting?
I know.
For instance,
I know.
Like, the Republicans are at war with voting right now.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. I mean, instead of wanting more – I know the reason why, because if more people vote, I mean, usually Democrats win, which the Republicans should just say, fine, fuck it.
They admitted that in court.
Yeah.
And so that was the Republican defense. We don't want more people voting because we don't think we can be competitive.
And that's fine. That means your party should be out the door.
That's what you need to fucking change.
I mean, the Democrats are basically Republicans anyways. And almost every single way, they take money, they take bribes. I don't care who you're talking about. The only one that I know of that doesn't take a lot is fucking Bernie Sanders. And even I wouldn't be surprised if he takes money from –
But
you
it
know,
doesn't matter if he's just going to do whatever Pelosi wants and
right.
whatever Biden wants.
I totally agree. I mean, it's just – we have basically one party, the Republican Party in this country. And that's – I mean, you have different, like, spectrums.
No, we have the Republican Party and we have the Trump Party.
Yeah.
The fascist party.
Yeah.
The party wants to be king and is dead set on destroying our elections the truth.
Well, it came close, man. I warned of that. I mean, and luckily it didn't pass this time.
What happens in next year, for instance, there's going to be a lot of, like, House seats up.
Yeah.
Or people just going to forget about all this and just keep vote Republicans back in? And what about in four years when Kamala is running against Trump?
Yeah, well, I think Trump kind of sunk his own boat with a couple of late. I mean, it's too much to get into here, Breakman. But, I mean, he might run.
Okay, so maybe Trump would be too old by that point. Then I'd say he'd probably run Ivanka or who's that? Michael Flynn. You know,
good point.
These people that are running with the Trump agenda.
Oh, you mean the criminal, the felon Michael Flynn? Yes, I don't think he's eligible to run, even with his pardon. I don't think he's eligible.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't eligible to be governor of California, but he managed it, didn't he?
No, he was eligible because that's the highest office that you can hold.
They had to change the law so he could get it.
Maybe in California, but I know almost everywhere else, you can be a foreigner and be governor. You just can't go beyond that. You know, you can't be like a senator or vice president or, you know, one of those. But I don't know,
you mean,
man.
Like Ted Cruz?
Oh, yeah, like Ted Cruz, exactly. He's a Canadian. Another worthless fucking.
He's a terrible Canadian.
Yeah.
He doesn't stress their values at all either. No. He doesn't do our values. He doesn't do Canadian values. Yeah, the hell is this guy?
Well, he does Canadian values if you're Canadian named Doug Ford.
Yeah, Doug Ford, exactly. If you're Doug Ford. Oh, he's a conservative.
He's the Prime Minister of Canada right now.
No, that's Trudeau.
Or he was, but yeah. He's the MP of the party there.
Yeah, he's like a governor over there.
Party leader, gotcha. Yeah. He's sort of like McCarthy then, like R. McCarthy.
Yeah, that's another piece of shit.
A piece of garbage. Wow.
Can you name a Republican?
I want to smack every politician who doesn't stop these assholes when they lie. Well, there's nobody who's questioning the legitimacy of the election. It was never questioned.
Yeah.
That's the point when somebody puts their fucking camera down and knocks him the fuck out or something.
You know,
like these reporters just report it like, oh, it's just, they're just run on.
Right, and you notice that not even Democrats are saying things against that type of behavior, Brakeman. I mean, just notice it, like when somebody like McCarthy says, "Oh no, never, nobody ever, you know, question the, you know, there's no Democrats
Where's fucking Biden at on this?
Yeah,
where's Kamala? Where's the leadership of our country saying, "Hey, assholes tried to, overthrow our election."
You know,
anybody who says otherwise or says that they weren't spreading a lie is lying.
Yep.
Kevin McCarthy, I'm not going to work with you until you stop lying.
Yeah. Okay, we need to move on, Brakeman. Anything else you got?
No, I mean, there's enough. You go.
I'll do mine real quick, and then we'll get to Brakes or Eric's. Mine is along the same lines. Mississippi Supreme Court voted down a voted-on initiative called Amendment 65, I believe, at almost a 75% clip. So that, I mean, that's unheard of. That's Democrats and Republicans coming together saying, we want this. And the Supreme Court just said, nah, we're throwing it out, even though the people of this fine state voted for it in almost a 75% fashion, which is unheard of in almost any initiative. And it's not about medical marijuana. It's about people, the will of the people. And apparently the Mississippi Supreme Court said, fuck the people. We're going to do whatever we want. So if you're in Mississippi, I feel really bad for you. Same thing for Missouri.
It's absolutely ridiculous. The people in seats of power, you know, positions of power, are elected officials supposed to be representatives.
One of two things are going to happen within the next 20 years, I believe, Brakeman. We are going to be full on fascist nation, in which case
20.
We're all fucked. Yeah, within 20. It takes a little while.
20? I don't think it'll be that long.
It could be earlier. I could be wrong. Could be earlier.
Yeah,
or
at this point, like, we're right on the cusp right now with all the election tampering that's going on blatantly.
Yeah.
Lies are being perpetuated through the media.
Yeah.
I just, unless everybody goes out in full force like we did to vote for Biden.
I know.
I know.
That's the other point I was going to make. It's either fascism or revolution, man.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it was the founding fathers that said it best. Like, you know, every once in a while you do need a revolution to set things straight. And I think we're on the cusp of one of the two. Either we're all going to get on our hands and knees and submit to somebody like Trump or whoever. It could be a Democrat like Manchin or, you know, whoever. Or we're going to rise up and we're going to say enough is enough of this fucking bullshit.
I might see about moving to Puerto Rico or something.
Puerto Rico's part of the United States.
It's a colony, though.
Yeah.
So they don't really, You know, they can say they're in charge and stuff like that, but not really.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they're never there when they're needed. Anyway,
I mean, it's one or the other, and it's I'm leaning towards the former, but I'm actually hoping for the latter. I'm not a big advocate of violence at all, but
I don't think there has to be violence to be a revolution.
In this climate, what else is there, man? I mean, it's like Eric and I were discussing off air that, like, I was saying, you know,
strong leadership. Like, look at, for instance, Martin Luther King. Like,
well, that's what I was just going to get
into.
Caused
the movement with no violence.
But Eric made a very good point. Without Malcolm X, Martin Luther King's movement wouldn't have went anywhere, man. I mean, Malcolm X was the one saying, you know what? If A, B, and C doesn't happen, we got to do C, D, and E. You know, and that's what it took. It took somebody in that particular role. As much as people want to say he was a piece of shit Muslim and, you know, every other insult you want to hurl at Malcolm X, it took that level of anger to wake people the fuck up and say, you know, we got to do something. You know, it can't always be the MLKs of the world. There's got to be the Malcolm X's of the world, too. You know, and that's
I think there can be peaceful ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way things are going, Breakman, I don't know anymore. You know, I would have probably 5-10 years ago, I would have agreed with you wholeheartedly, but now I don't know. I honestly don't know. You know, I don't know the answer.
Well,
I mean,
with the rise of violence that we're going through, I mean, it's hard to see anything else, isn't it?
Right. I mean, violence begets violence, right? I mean, yep. That's the sad fate. All right, Eric, what you got?
Well, I mean, I was going to do most of what Break said with DeWine, but other than that, I've got Toei basically giving a C&D to TV Nihon, who was ripping episodes of Sentai so that people could fan sub it, because Sentai can't be sold here because Hasbro's got an iron claw on the Sentai for some reason, even though Power Rangers is called Power Rangers, and it's a shitty readaptation rather than a translation or localization of the original source material that's usually based on.
Copyright laws across the globe are so fucked up.
Yeah, and like another thing that's shitty about Hasbro is because of that, like, they took down all the streaming of all Power Rangers shows on places like Netflix. And now they're just distributing it on YouTube, scattershot, in a manner not unlike the way Nintendo Switch Online game releases have happened, or the Virtual Console, if we're going to go back further than that, where it just, oh, whenever we feel like it. Here's a smattering of episodes of a certain series you might not care about.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
So now we know where MXT is, though, at least. He's busy crying about Power Rangers.
Right. He was the reason.
Yeah, Hasbro is the reason that even a game like Power Rangers Battle for the Grid can't be sold in Japan.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, man. Weiland's on it, man. Anything else, Eric?
But I'm sure there'll be another fan subgroup that comes around, but if you were trying to go to overtime to download the Raws and then the scripts for those to watch them in Japanese,
can't do
or
it.
Watch them in English, so it's going to be harder.
Yeah, that sucks. Hopefully somebody else will rise up and help
out.
Like,
why isn't it Toei working with... I Hasbro is basically, when it comes to Power Rangers, they basically become Harmony Gold.
Yeah.
And they need to get slapped in the face, I think.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree.
Toei should, like, push them so that they relax their grip on the franchise.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to something maybe a little bit happier.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Break, what you got for your
sweet? Well, Wildland had something. He said Toei won't let Hasbro sell it there.
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Why?
It's just dumb.
I guess this is kind of their way of getting back at the fact that they aren't really selling Sentai proper.
Bernie says, I feel like I have a bunch of teenage kids.
No, that's how I see it, but I don't know why, because Toei's stupid sometimes.
No, that actually does make sense. I've seen companies do spiteful things. Like, it just, even it could be the detriment of their own business, just do spiteful things to other companies to beat them.
Yeah.
Or win, or get a one-up on them, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. All right, Break, what you got for your sweeto?
Oh, mine is... I am getting superpowers. It's the fucking time. I've been waiting on my entire life. I don't know what's going to happen, how this works. I'm new to this. Mm-hmm. Excited. I don't know if this is like Mortal Kombat where I'm just going to suddenly, I'm going to get angry and I'm suddenly going to get some weird power. or this is like the X-Men where it's just going to develop naturally.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know how this works. I mean, I'm new to nanotechnology.
Or so Magneto.
I got my shot today.
Yes.
So I got the nanotech. I'm ready to go. When does it start? When do I start getting powers?
You know what? I think all of ours are shot related, man. Eric, you're Sweeto.
I got my second Moderna shot this week. So that's all taken care of.
Yep. And I get mine mañana. So tomorrow I'll have mine. So we'll all have our superpowers within a week.
Nice. I wonder what powers we're going to get. Like mine. So today I got mine. I was waiting a little bit until they got.
It's going to have explosive farts. Like literally explosive farts.
Right? I don't want explosive farts. I might fart in my sleep. I don't want to do that.
You can control the detonation. So.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. So I can have no explosive farts in my sleep. Okay. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Thinking what powers I want. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, so yeah, I went and got the. I was waiting a little bit until the Johnson & Johnson shot was approved again. So I went back. So I went and got that today, and arm hurt, and I was like, "Oh, I'm fine." She's like, "I want you to go sit in the lobby for a few minutes, just see, make sure nothing happens." I sat down, started dripping in sweat, and immediately had to throw up.
Wow. Oh.
That's what you get when you get a shot that you only need one of.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's
going to
be
that so
much
tired.
More powerful.
That's why I'm so tired today is from the shot. Like, yeah. I've been completely drained today.
Yeah. I wish I would have got something other than Moderna because the first shot was awful for me. Hopefully the second one won't be quite as bad, but I heard it's worse, so ugh.
For me, it was mostly the same both times.
Just means it's working,
the
though.
Other things. Yeah. I'm hoping this tiredness wears off by tomorrow, I'm not sick or anything. But
I should.
Right now, I'm beat.
Yeah, I should be. I should be sick tomorrow. Hopefully, I am sick because that means it's working. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but that's just how it is. But get in tomorrow. Wyland says.
I'm like, I'm fine. That was just, my arm hurts. Like, this blah. Is fine. Like, I text Mrs. Brickman, like, I got it done. It's just my arm hurts. I think I'm. Yeah.
Hey, Wayland, how much did that PC cost? Because I'm looking into getting maybe one, like, maybe next year when I get my next tax return.
Yeah,
don't get it from Walmart.
He says, I found another PC that was, don't get it from Walmart, that has the brand new Ryzen 7 5700G, which is better for emulation for roughly the same price. No one has bought those up yet to resell them. Yeah.
By emulation, he means like more current consoles rather than the retro.
Yeah, for sure. He does a lot of emulation. That makes
like
sense.
Like PS3 and PSP and that stuff.
Yeah. Freak says his kids got their first shots today, so that's awesome. Bernie says she felt like poop. But I think I even felt a little worse than Bernie got the Pfizer one, and it wasn't terrible. I felt like absolute ass. Like I had aches and chills and runny nose, and I was out for a day or two. I was just not feeling good at all.
I was so covered in sweat, I was freezing. Like, and when the nausea wore off, it was like, oh my god, I'm like soaked in sweat.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Around 600 for the one he's looking at. Wyland says, Eric, that's not terrible. It's not terrible. I mean, it's a PC, so, you know, it is terrible.
I mean, I have enough money to buy that, but that'd be very irresponsible right now, so.
And when I say my arm hurt, I mean it hurt worse than a normal shot, what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, normal shots hurt a little bit, and for me, they'll hurt, like, a couple days, like, my arm will be sore. But this one was like, oh, it's like, damn, that, like, really hurts.
Yeah, like a tetanus shot, if you've ever had those. Those are
I don't remember.
Awful.
Plus, if the Switch Pro comes out this year, I'm going to want my money for that, so.
Yeah. Walmart one was the same price but had a GTX 1650 Super in it. So I don't know what that means. So Bernie said, I felt like I was at the tail.
I don't trust AMD. I don't know why my brother likes it so much.
I had AMD computers.
Yeah, I don't mind AMD. I don't mind AMD.
NVIDIA's tend to be more powerful and they're better supported.
That's true,
too. So less games have problems with them.
Yeah. Okay.
This one's Intel and I fucking hate it.
Okay. Okay, guys, we got to move on here because we just got to move on. It's a football. that's why people are buying it. Weiland says they rip the card out and sell it.
And put NVIDIA in there.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
I have stories of people doing that shit in retail.
Yeah.
Like, somebody tried to return a computer, like, just a tower.
Oh, God.
But they didn't think we'd, like, look at it, I guess. Because they opened up the case, took everything out, and put some rocks in it.
At Walmart, sometimes they don't even look at shit like that. But yeah, maybe they've been instructed to do so now, you know? All right, let's move on, y'all. Okay, do we just need to do one round. I don't have time for it, guys. I got to leave. Yes. and go get Bernie. But we're doing our greatest video game of all time. This is round two. Next week we'll wrap it up. We'll finish with rounds three, four, and five.
Anyway, like I'm gonna try and go maybe watch something or eat or after this, but I might fall asleep in the middle of it. Yeah.
Wyland says the card and processor is worth $800 alone.
Yeah,
so $600 is the deal.
Like as much as a current gen console, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good reason to buy and resell. You know, I mean, if you're gonna do it, I mean,
resell the card and then return a computer with a generic video card.
Yeah, I mean, there's thoughts to that too. I mean, fuck, that would suck, but yeah, they would find
that's
you.
That's the kind of shit I had to look out for when I was in computer sales. Is people like trying to swap out cards and shit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, that came with it.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
No, thank you. No, it did not. This had a Radeon something in it, and this says Raiden?
Yeah.
What kind of off-brand is this?
Ryzen? What is this? Okay, guys, let's get to it. Let's figure out who's going to move on and have a chance to be the greatest game of all time. Let's start with let's go to the bottom here. Halo 2 versus Persona 5 Royale. Breakman, I'm going to start with you.
Well, we know I'm going to go Halo 2, so I'm just going to go say it right away. I think it upped the original Halo as far as, like, just features and craziness.
Now, it could be any Halo, your favorite Halo, because, you know, I did series. I took the best of the series, so just whatever the best Halo is, that's...
I mean, well, the Halos have always evolved and changed, and not always for the better. Sometimes there have been some downgrades, and there have been things people hate, but for me, like, the last one, they added, like, kind of the daily challenges and stuff like that, which was new at the time. Now, like, every game has that stuff, but there were so many in the computer versus, like, an army with, okay, like, 40 people versus – or 40 people, two sides, 20 versus 20 plus the computer.
Yeah.
Different goals and options in the war zone and – and I mean, the original Halo, that you had these static vehicles, and then the second one, they upped up where you can blow them up, and different vehicles were added and changed in over the series. Sometimes bad vehicles, like the brute, what was that fucking brute sled piece of shit? I can't remember what that was. But then they've added things like the Mantis, which is such a fucking badass mech. I mean, how many mechs can do teabags? You can teabag in the Mantis.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Okay, long story short, you pick Halo 2, right?
Yes, I'm picking Halo
2. All right, Eric, what say you?
Going with Persona 5 Royale. I mean, I know lots of people on the internet don't like the game for whatever reason. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with you people, but whatever. But, I mean, I could kind of see their point, because, like, I think Persona 5's biggest problem is that it's too iterative and doesn't do enough new things. But so it's not the greatest RPG in my book, but compared to something like Halo, I'm not that big of a Halo fan.
Okay. Now my mind is saying go with Persona 5 because, in my opinion, from what I played, it is one of the greatest RPGs of all time, hands down. There's nothing really to not like about that. But I had a ton of fun with Halo 2. And if I'm just looking at, like, the best Halo versus the best Persona, like, I think Persona 3 was great.
Persona 4 is better.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that great when you think about it?
I like all of them from what I played. I never beat any of them, but, like, I had a lot of fun.
The older version of 4.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Halo 2, Breakman. I just, something tells me that I should pick Halo 2 because I did have a ton of fun with that game. I don't know if it's a better game than Persona 5. As a matter of fact, I don't think it is a better game, but I think the importance of that game kind of...
It's it depends on how you define a game, because Persona is going to be like a game you play by yourself, whereas Halo 2 was a game you really wanted to play with as many friends as possible.
I don't care about multiplayer. As a matter of fact, I told the story about how much I hate multiplayer playing Halo, the original, with gatherings.
So,
oh, no, it wasn't
well,
fun.
The original, well, if you were okay, if you were pretty decent in the original, like, you could just grief the fuck out of people.
Yeah, and easily. I was the one getting griefed all the time by my friends. Fuck them, and fuck that game, but Halo 2 moves on. All right.
Oh, man. There's so many times we go online, and you didn't have Xbox Live. You had to go to, like, XP Connect or one of those other things. Yeah. We go online and just school people.
I think my brother used GameSpy.
Yeah.
There was one time we went on there and we played against some guys who became professional gamers later, and it was the worst schooling I'd ever experienced in my life.
Yeah. I hated it because, like, I would respawn and I'd immediately get killed, and I'm like, that's just not fun. It's just not fun. But I really like Halo 2 just for the goofiness and all that. And I really should have picked Persona 5, but I don't want to piss Breakman off more than I have in this entire tournament, so... give one to Breakman.
You're worried about them superpowers, I might be kidding. I don't know. You shouldn't be worried about it because I'm not going to use them for evil.
Right. Okay. Pong versus
evil in this world.
Pong versus good. Yeah. Pong versus Half-Life 2. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
I'm going to go with Pong because you can always play Pong and just pick up the play game.
I'm going to go with Half-Life 2 because. It's the last great PC game I ever played, Half-Life 2.
The last real game Valve made.
Yeah, and I think it is up there with one of the greatest games of all time. It's definitely...
Well, apparently that Alex game is really good.
Yeah, the Alex game is good too. But
yeah, but it's VR.
So... Yeah, right, it's not. Right. Yeah. So I'm picking Half-Life 2. What say you, Breakman? You're the tiebreaker.
Wow. I love Half-Life 2. It's a fun game. There were so many options as to how you could play it and get around and stuff like that. It felt more like you were in a real world as opposed to most first-person shooters where you kind of feel like it's a static, mm-hmm. like the area is kind of static and it's not alive in itself. But I just think Pong was way more influential. It was a game that like men and women really could play. Kids, moms, dads, old people, young people. Whereas, you know, Half-Life 2 it's kind of a harder game. It's, and kind of a more limited audience. I just, as much as I love Half-Life 2, I gotta say Pong.
I see how you are. I go with your choice and you go against my choice. Okay. All right. Pong Pong has moved on.
And that's how Frank sees all of it.
All right. Big Five in chat says, I was looking at the Animal Rescue League's website. There's a black lab that looks like a dog I used to have. My wife doesn't want a big dog. I told her black labs matter.
Big Five. Nobody wants a little dog.
Right. What?
You get a normal sized dog. At least a 50-pound dog is what I'm saying.
Little dogs will yap at everything.
Bernie
wants
a little
dog. Just get cats.
Bernie wants a little dog, but I don't know if my heart can take that anymore.
Dear Breakman advice: if you want a little dog, just get cats.
Yeah. Okay. Resident Evil 4 versus Black Knight Pinball. You can take any of the Resident Evils and throw them in there. Whatever your favorite is. Versus Black Knight Pinball. I'm gonna go first on this one. I, in my opinion, Resident Evil 4 is the best of the bunch. I do like Resident Evil 1 a lot, especially the remake on the Cube. But I'm going to go with Resident Evil 4 as much as I like Black Knight Pinball, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, pinball machines ever. Breakman, what say you?
I don't know if I've ever actually played Black Knight Pinball, to be honest
God.
With you. But Resident
I've
Evil
seen
4
Black
is a fantastic
Knight,
game.
But I've never actually played it.
And the Resident Evil series is great. Like, yeah. There have been, obviously, if every game series, there are, you know, games that aren't as good as others, and there's flops and whatever. But Resident Evil has been, I mean, they've had some great games.
Check out Black Knight Pinball online, Breakman.
We need
you'll
more pinball parlors if we're not going to bring arcades back.
Right, right. Okay, Eric, what are you picking?
Yeah, I think arcades are just too expensive anymore. It's just they have like those, they have like an arcade machine and stuff like that. It's cost a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. They never really raised the price from a quarter on those things either, which is
expensive.
The hell they didn't. Yeah, like some games.
Yeah. Games are about, like, games are like 4 credits, and 4 credits is like $1.
Yeah.
There was one game that was like $5 to play. What was that? That time game or something? Yeah. Time travel game?
Yeah. Okay, Bernie says, I want a bull terrier. Bull terriers are cool, like the Spuds McKenzie dogs. I want one too, man. They're really cool dogs. All right, Eric, what say you?
The shootout with wild, what was that guy's name?
Mad Dog McCree.
Mad Dog, yeah, him. You want to shoot that? It's like $2 a shot, you know? Yeah. Don't fucking lose, you're done.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Resident Evil 4 or Black Knight?
Resident Evil 4.
All right. Skyrim versus Tekken 3. Let's go with Breakman first on this one.
Ooh, Skyrim's one of those games I've wanted to play but never had a chance to. But I've heard a lot of stories about. Tekken 3 was a game that I really enjoyed. That was back in like the heyday of fighting games for me, I think. Because that was about the time that... the Versus franchise started coming out, like the X-Men versus Street Fighter and Marvel versus Capcom, those games.
Yep.
And 3D fighting, obviously, was just starting to become a big thing. I had a lot of fun with Tekken 3. I gotta go with Tekken.
All right, I'm definitely going with Skyrim. I think Skyrim's one of the greatest games ever made. That means
I think it's more overrated than
I think it's underrated in some aspects. But what say you?
I mean,
Eric?
I'll probably enjoy it when I finally play it. But I think people have hyped it more than it needs to be.
Oh no!
It's one of those things I want to play too.
Oh, Skyrim is up there. It's way up there on my. It's in my
top. Game Pass now, so maybe I'll play it. Even though I have. And on my PC,
Skyrim is probably in my.
So many other games to play too is the problem. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Skyrim is probably top 5 for me, either top 5 or top 10 for sure.
With how long 6 is going to take to come out, I'll have plenty of time to play it.
All right, so what are you picking, Eric? You're the tiebreaker.
I'm gonna go with Tekken 3.
Oh, that's really. Yep. Oh, you guys, man. You guys are awful. Wyland says, Tekken 3 really got me into Tekken as a whole, even though I played Tekken 2. 3 just
opened. Even though I'm very ambivalent on Tekken as a franchise.
I can't believe you.
I played the first two Tekkens, and, you know, the second Tekken was okay, but the third Tekken was like, I agree with him. The third Tekken.
Especially the console version of Tekken 3. It had a lot of stuff going on.
All right. Skyrim deserved a better fate than that, for sure.
And we wouldn't have got the Soul Calibur series if it wasn't
for Tekken. How dare you. Okay. Tetris versus Galaga. Eric, go first on this one.
I'm going to have to go with Tetris.
Okay, Breakman, what say you?
Oh, I love Galaga. That was the first like good shooter, you know?
Because
before that, we'd had Space Invaders and Galaxian, you know?
Yep,
but it was pretty much the same goddamn game.
Yep.
And then Galaga changed a little bit. Did some cool things to it. But I've said if there's a perfect game, and I don't believe there is such thing as perfect, but if there is a perfect game, it's definitely Tetris.
I think you're right. There are perfect games. Tetris is one of them. Pac-Man is another. Dragon Quest VIII is another. But
I don't believe in the word perfect. I don't think there's ever anything that's perfect.
That Tetris is as good as it gets. Same thing with Pac-Man, man. Pong is another one. Okay, so next matchup.
You voted against Pong.
I did vote against Pong. It is a perfect game, though.
You are such a hypocrite. You're
no, I'm
busted,
not.
Buddy. Busted.
All right. Skyrim. Well, I can't say Skyrim's perfect because of all the glitches, but if it didn't have those glitches, it would have been a perfect game. Okay.
Glitches sometimes can be fun. Like, that's...
Yeah.
You know, there are glitches that really fuck up the gameplay, and it's just like, ugh. But
there are a lot of those fun glitches.
Fun or funny
like
that.
You'll enjoy the glitches in Skyrim, then, if that's your line of thinking. Okay. Chrono Trigger versus the best Pokemon you can imagine. Red, Blue, Sapphire, whatever. Eric, you go first.
Gonna have to go with Chrono Trigger.
All right. Breakman?
I don't think this is a hard one at all, Chrono Trigger.
I don't think it's hard either. I think Chrono Trigger's in my top 10 for sure, maybe top 5. All right, next matchup. Super Mario Galaxy versus Soul Calibur. Breakman, you get the honors first.
Ooh. Oh, shit. I just talked about Soul Calibur because I really, of the 3D fighting franchises, the Soul Calibur franchise is my favorite.
Okay.
I love fucking Mario Galaxy.
Yep.
The first time I turned on that game, I was fucking just blown away with the orchestra music and just the... just the whole experience of it was something different from Mario, but yet you still felt like you're playing a Mario game. And every time you go to a new world, it was a new experience. That just, shit.
Okay.
I'm not voting against Soul Calibur, though. I love Soul Calibur.
Okay, Eric.
I'm going to have to go with Galaxy.
I love both of these games, and I think I'm going to lean with Eric on this particular one. I'm going with Super Mario Galaxy. It's a fantastic game, and so is Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur is great. You take any of the Soul Calibur, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're all great fighting games. Very, you know, if you could get really into them, but Soul Calibur 2 was great, Wyland, but I'm picking Super Mario Galaxy. It's just...
The only thing annoying about that was the different... characters on different systems.
Yeah. All right, next matchup, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, or whatever your favorite, if it's Breath of the Wild or whatever, versus Portal. I'm going to go first on this one. I enjoyed Portal, but Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time is just awesome. I'm picking Legend of Zelda. What say you, Breakman?
Everybody has a favorite Zelda game, but there's only, what, two Portals?
Yeah.
Yep.
Zelda.
Yep. All right, Eric?
I'm going with Zelda, but my choice for Zelda would be Wind Waker, probably.
Okay, Wind Waker's another great one. It could be any of them. I couldn't, you know,
I like pick. Link to the Past and Link to Awakening.
Link to the Past is great.
Yeah, Link Twilight Princess is good, too. I mean, they're all great, good in their own manner. All right, let's see. Soul Calibur 2 HD has Heihachi and Spawn. Yeah, that's true, Wyland. Okay.
And then the Nintendo version had... Wait, I'm thinking of three. Maybe
Link.
Of
it had Link.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 2 HD doesn't exist on a Nintendo platform. That's
I think
why.
I'm thinking of the third one. Because
it
the
doesn't
one...
have... Yeah. That's why it doesn't have Link on either
yeah.
of those
Link.
Platforms.
Yeah, Link was...
On.
Okay, no, it was two. Yeah. Link was on that one, and then they had... Like,
Yoda, and then there
Yoda.
Was...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Okay, Donkey Kong versus Super Mario Brothers 3. I'm going to go with Eric first on this one.
Gonna have to go with Super Mario Bros. 3.
Okay, Breakman.
The best version of Donkey Kong, in my opinion, is the Game Boy one, though.
Okay, Breakman. Did wow. Frank say Twilight? Bernie said, "How dare you, Bernie?" Exile.
Mario 3 is such a fantastic game. There's so many options and just different worlds and experiences. Like that's what Galaxy was too. Like you go to a new world and it'd be, "Whoa, what's this? Hey, there's a Goomba in a shoe. What the hell's he doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can turn into a raccoon and then the raccoon turns into a statue? Okay, yeah. Whatever. You know. Ah, but I love Donkey Kong. I can't vote against Mario 3. It's a superior game.
It is. It's a superior game. I think that's a consensus. Super Mario 3 moves
on. As much as I love
on.
Donkey Kong, and I yep. really do love Donkey yep. Kong.
Okay, next matchup, Final Fantasy VI, or whatever Final Fantasy is your favorite. I think mine would either be 6 or 9 or 10, I think, versus KOTOR. I'm going to go first on this one. I really like KOTOR, but I really like Final Fantasy VI. It's definitely a top 5 game for me. I'm picking Final Fantasy VI. Eric, what say you?
Final Fantasy VI.
You, Breakman?
Yeah, I agree. I love KOTOR too, but against
KOTOR
the whole series,
is that it's too stiff for its own good, in yeah. my opinion.
Well, there's some of that, but like the second KOTOR, for instance, wasn't a finished game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, next matchup. We got for you guys Super Metroid versus Animal Crossing. I think we should go with Breakman first on this one. Final Fantasy IV, Freak 5 says.
Oh, so let me see here. I can be a slave to a little asshole. what's he, a dog or something, I think?
Or
a bear. What the hell is he?
I think he's a raccoon.
Raccoon. He's a raccoon, yeah. That's right. Fucking, I hate that little asshole. Go do this, go do that. But no, you have to do this first. Okay, well, I did this, but now you gotta go do this. But I want to, no. Sorry.
All right.
Or Metroid, who only did that in one game for whatever reason. I don't know why she did that in that one game. But, you know, the Metroid series is it's a great series. It's underrated in some spots. Yeah.
All right, Eric?
I'm going with Super Metroid.
I am as well. I think Super Metroid's definitely in my top 5 best video games of all time. Next matchup, Street Fighter 2 Arcade versus MK2 Arcade, or whichever versions of any of those arcade games that you like.
Street Fighter 2.
Okay, Breakman?
Notably Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Okay, Breakman?
Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat is what we're doing right
yes.
now, essentially.
Yes.
Fuck me. Can I call a mulligan? Just skip this one.
No.
I don't know if I can pick.
You have to pick. All right, I'll make it easy for you, Breakman. I'm picking MK2 just because of the fatalities and the gore.
Yeah, the technical combat is better in Street Fighters than it is in, say, the Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. But the Mortal Kombat's there's always a variety to them. You know, yeah. they add new stuff like new fatalities, new gameplay elements. The one Mortal Kombat, they had the puzzle and they had the kart racing and shit. And I've always told you, the only Mortal Kombat I don't like is Annihilation. Other than that, like, I'm always in for the Mortal Kombat story and stuff like that. And I didn't love the last Mortal Kombat movie, but I've watched it like 3 times already.
Okay.
You know? But I love Street Fighter.
What are you picking? You're the decider of who moves on.
This is hard. Yep. This is really hard because, like I said, as far as like a fighting game, I think Street Fighter may be technically the best.
All right.
But as far as a fun experience, shit.
What are you picking, Breakman? We gotta go, man. Come on.
I'm gonna go Mortal Kombat.
All right. By the skin of its teeth, Mortal Kombat moves on. All right. Silent Hill 2. Versus Shadow of the Colossus. I'm going to go first on this one. I love Shadow of the Colossus. As a matter of fact, I probably would put it in my top 15, top 10 games. But I love Silent Hill 2 a little bit more. It's definitely a top 5 game for me. It's basically almost a perfect like horror game to me, even more so than even Resident Evil. I don't think Resident Evil would be what it is without Silent Hill 2, and the atmosphere in that game is unmatched. I'm picking Silent Hill 2. What say you, Breakman?
I actually do like Shadow of Colossus a bit more than the Silent Hill series, but I'm going to side with you on this one, Frank.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Silent Hill just for you, Frank.
Oh, thank you, man. You should have did that with Skyrim, but okay. Eric, what say you?
Okay, not siding with Frank ever again. Got it.
Silent Hill 2.
Yeah, I think it. I mean, that's pretty easy. I mean, as good as a game as Shadow of the Colossus is, I think it's Silent Hill 2. All right. The
Silent Hill franchise really innovated horror games in general.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, them and Resident Evil were the big, really, like.
Yep.
If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be any horror games.
Right.
Probably.
Okay. Trails in the Sky versus Doom. Eric, I'm going to go with you first on this one.
I'm going to go with Trails in the Sky for just being a really polished RPG that's localization led to a bunch of other game localizations that would have happened otherwise.
Okay. Breakman?
I'm going to go with Doom. Even though the last one was a huge disappointment for me, I've really loved the Doom series.
Okay. So. I agree with everything Eric just said, but Doom is an all-timer for me as well. If I'm going to play a first-person shooter type game, it's going to be Doom. So Doom moves on.
Like one of the first games I bought on the Nintendo was they had Doom on sale, and I said, "Oh well, Doom 64. That's fantastic. Let's buy that."
All right, Sims versus Dragon Quest VIII. I'm going to go first on this one. Take your favorite Sims, your favorite Dragon Quest VIII. I'm going with Dragon Quest VIII.
Notice how he said your favorite Sims versus your favorite Dragon Quest VIII. He didn't leave you another Dragon Quest
I didn't
option.
Leave you a choice because there are no choice.
There are two versions of VIII. No, technically there are three, actually.
Yeah, but whatever version of Dragon Quest VIII that you like, because that is the best Dragon Quest that there is out there. No, 4 and 5 are fantastic. Whatever your favorite Dragon Quest is, mine happens to be VIII. I'm picking Dragon Quest VIII. What say you, Breakman?
Five had came out in America when it was made, or you know, maybe a year later or something like that, I could have seen it being my favorite game.
Yeah, and it's great on the DS, man.
The story, yeah, it is. The story, like the fact that you can get married and have a family and stuff like that, that was completely new to a game, you know. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't completely, you know. I mean, they did sort of do that with Phantasy Star 3, but Phantasy Star 3, everything else was bad about that game.
Right.
All right, so what's your pick?
I'm going with Dragon Quest.
All right, Eric.
Going with Dragon Quest VIII.
You're damn skippy, you guys are. All right, next matchup.
I'm going with the Dragon Quest series, just saying, because I like games like Dragon Quest IX more than I like
Dragon Quest XI is great, Freak 5. I love Dragon Quest XI. It's not quite as good as 8 for me, but it's up there. It's a great game.
I have downloaded it, and I will get to it at some point. Oh, it's right
a great, you'll have fun. It's a great game, man. All right, Bloodborne, our final matchup for today. Bloodborne versus Castlevania Symphony. I did that last week too, and I did it before the show started. God damn it. All right.
Castlevania Symphony.
How dare you? Okay. Breakman, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Castlevania or Metroidvania series as a whole. It is one of my absolute favorite in gaming. I love the Metroidvania gaming. I fucking love it.
Okay.
Love it. You hear me, Frank? Love it.
Eric, what say you?
Well, I'm going to say Bloodborne probably wouldn't exist without Castlevania, so I'm going with Symphony of the Night.
Oh, you guys, man. I'm picking Bloodborne. You guys overrule me. That's like the 10th time today. How dare you?
Sympathy for Dracula.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure when Miyazaki made Dark Souls and Demon Souls, he was heavily inspired by Castlevania. And Bloodborne just cranked that up to 11.
I think that while that is true, I mean, Bloodborne to me is a top 5 game as well. I mean, I can't say enough about Bloodborne. It is sublime. If you guys haven't had a chance to play Bloodborne, play it. It is one of the most incredible experiences you will ever have playing a video game. Although I will say, get past the beginning part, because I couldn't even get past the first area for the longest in Yharnam. But it is a sublime game, and its story is almost unmatched. If you like cosmic horror, it's a great game, and it deserved better, but you guys suck. That's all there is to it. Breakman says, I want to marry Bloodborne. I do. I want to marry Bloodborne. It's a great game. All right, that's our matchups for next week. We will determine the greatest game next week. We'll have, three rounds of us arguing what's better.
Is next week the last Friday of the month?
I believe so. Is it
now? No, there's two more.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can drag it out even further. Great. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll go on to round 3 next week. There were, 5 weeks that we could do this month, I guess? Okay. All right. That wraps it up. We got some heck. Oh, look at this matchup.
I want to get food. I'm hungry.
Yeah, look at this matchup. He wants Bloodborne to tongue his trolley. How dare you, Wyland? This is a family show, Wyland. Damn it. All right, next week, look
at
this matchup.
Need to name this episode Trolley Tunnel.
How dare you? Whose turn is it to do this week's show, by the way? Mine?
Breakman's.
Oh, yes. Oh, shit.
Or yours. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, Eric did it last week. I did it the week before.
Fuck. Okay, it's my turn. Okay, Chrono Trigger versus Tetris next week. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. And then we got, this isn't even a matchup for me, but Castlevania Symphony of the Night versus Dragon Quest VIII. I mean, ooh. We all know what's going to happen on that one. I mean,
why I like the Japanese title better, because it was called Nocturne in the Moonlight.
Yeah, that's much better. Okay, we got some
Sympathy for Dracula. I think that should be the name of the next game.
Symphony for Dracula.
Instead of Symphony for the Devil, it's Symphony for the Dracula.
Yes.
We got great matchups next week, guys. So I still have one game left in here. No, I got two. I got two, three. Three games left. So maybe one of mine will make it to the end here. But all right. You guys, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders, and you can ask Dear Breakman a question. Apparently, we're going to have something about furry or fuzzy butt plugs. There's a distinguish between both of them first. You know?
Right. All right, Eric, you're up.
You can find reviews I've written on BossRushRay.com for video games, and I also do audio reviews on the feed for RP Grinders. Which RPGrinders at podbean.com or .podbean.com. And the link to my Patreon is there if you want to support me. It's on my Twitter profile at EricRPG. and sending me his little dollar would help me out a lot.
Yeah.
If you can't, find somebody who might be able to.
Yeah. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow the show at Upgrade Grinders, like RP Grinders, like Breakman said. What else? Thanks to everybody in chat. I know Wyland was in there. Freak 5, a good friend, Freak 5 was in there. Is there anybody else I missed? Another TV viewer, Commander Root, E-Rabs, Bernie, of course, was in there. And I think I got you, Wyland, in there as well. So thank you all for joining. Really, really appreciate it. And be sure to join us next week for round 3. And that's it. Round 3 next week for our greatest game of all time. So thanks, everybody. Do you guys have anything else?
Sorry, I'm low energy today. I don't have much more.
I'm pretty low energy too, actually, man. Everybody is. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
I'm knocked out by the vaccine. I can't wait till I get my superpowers, though.
Me too, man. I'm getting my superpowers starting tomorrow. All right, Eric, anything else?
Get vaxxed. Wear a mask. Even after you get vaxxed, because it only does so much.
Yeah.
And you can protect yourself from other things like the flu and cold.
Yeah, just the we had a record low of flu infections this past year.
That's awesome. Okay.
We know the mask wearing works.
Yep. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Invisibility.
Of course, because you want to peep on naked women, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, why not?
Just think about like super strength. Like,
I want to steal my money back, Breakman. I want my money back, damn it.
Anyways, how about the superpowered ass fighter for more checks?
Exactly. I would need a bunch of checks to recover the money I lost, man.
I want to be able to make yourself improve that, or to be able to like break stuff, you know.
Yeah.